As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Monday Nightcap. on CILU 102.7. And as always, I haven't been saying this at the start of the show as much anymore, but congrats on making it through the first day of the week. And I really feel like we're starting, it's the new normal or whatever, but it does feel like I'm back into the routine of weeks being weeks and having weekdays and weekends, or I'm not sure if it's just a mindset or what, but yeah, here we are with the Nightcap. You just heard the new one from Bully with Where to Start. That's recently released single with the new album, Sugar Egg?
Sugar Egg.
There we go. coming out on August 21st.
Yeah, yeah, really looking forward to that one. And last we heard from Bully, they actually put out a couple covers recently, maybe to drum up a little bit of hype for the album. And
I actually bought that. They released a single on vinyl, and it was a cover of like a Nirvana song.
That's awesome. Did it? Has it shipped to the apartment yet?
Oh, no way. This thing said that they weren't. I probably wouldn't get it for like 6 months.
Okay, that's fair enough. With considering that shipping might be used for more important, essential things, even though music is quite essential, we can still get it on Spotify or YouTube or whatever floats people's boat in the meantime while we are waiting for the vinyl to arrive. And speaking of waiting for new music to arrive, we're going to be playing some new tunes from also some forthcoming albums. We got some new Zolas on the way. They haven't put out a song since 2018, and they haven't put out a full-length album in almost 4 years. Still no word on whether this new single is part of a full-length album or whether it's just a standalone single, but we're going to play it for you right now. It's called Energy Sar, and we're going to follow that up with the new Twin Peaks. They're putting out a new EP in a month as well, and we got their first single from that EP called What's the Matter. You're tuned into the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
Dirty habit, can you feel it? Lonely here, and it's just me and my questions. jetsam in the ether. Pulsars pull, not drawing anymore. I remember it like yesterday. Thought you were lovely, I just didn't know what to say. There's all these protocols that get in the way. We were on the edge of 17. All we knew to say were things we didn't mean. Still I impressed you with my wit, it seemed. I've so much magazines and television about how men are led through rules, tell them how. Oh, I saw the signals with precision.
Tuned in to the Monday Night Cap on CILU 102.7, and that was the new one by Nana Grizzle. We Carry the Feeling. Before that, we had Twin Peaks with What's the Matter, and we kicked that block off with Energy Czar by the Zolas. And that Twin Peaks song, they had a little bit of help from their friends in Chicago. They had a couple local musicians come by. They had Vivi Lightbody and Omi, and some great flute on that song. Very very groovy song. They've been really active in Chicago, helping the Black Lives Matter protests over there, and raising money for bail funds. Great band, one of my favorite bands going right now, and they have a new EP coming out in, I think it's July.
As far as Nana Grizzle goes, it's actually a band that I only found out about today. I was just searching through looking new music. Pretty cool song. Released I think this week sometime. Pretty much my only fact for the band is Robbie Cucherio from Neutral Milk Hotel is in it, which is pretty cool. And they're from Athens, Georgia, so it's like that whole kind of
Lots of
area.
cool indie rock bands from Athens,
Yeah.
Georgia. You wouldn't really necessarily expect that to be a place of great hipster culture, but the legends themselves, REM, came out there, and lots of cool bands that are kind of related that came out of the American South in the 1990s, like Neutral Milk Hotel and Apples and Stereo, and
Oh man, that actually very random, but I wanted to talk about this because I did not understand it. Talking about milk, apples, all that food. So today, I was standing in the kitchen, making pierogies with my girlfriend, and one of the pierogies busted open as a flapper and just. There was no, almost none of the filling in it. But she took it out and was about to just throw it in the garbage instead of frying it. And I couldn't believe, and I guess she's been doing that her whole life.
Oh no,
Well,
you gotta keep the flappers and fry them up. They were
I
my
know.
favorites. They were my favorites back when I was a little kid.
I
My grandma would
immediately
feed me the flappers
thought
specifically.
of you. Yeah, exactly. She called her dad afterwards and tried to talk to him about that too, and he just shut. Good part of the Ukrainian guy just shut her down as well, but
I think the flapper pierogies are very valid.
I gotta get us back on track. I felt like the world had to know about that. We got a
Oh, they
good one.
definitely do. It's delicacy. If the filling of a pierogi boils out, don't throw it away. Throw it on the frying pan with a little bit of butter, and you won't be disappointed. We're gonna kick this next block off here with some a band from Fremantle, Australia. We're gonna take you there. They started as kind of a five-piece collective, but eventually the lead member started recording all of the instruments solo.
We're gonna
And
let you
this was
guess this
his
one.
first effort with recording all the instruments solo from the 2010 debut album Inner Speaker. This is Tame Impala with Solitude is Bliss here on CILU 102.7.
Shoe, I care less and less about and less about.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
And welcome back, everybody. For the sponsor break there, you heard New Theory from Washed Out off their 2009 album Life of Leisure. For that, we had the new one from Chastity Belt with The Process. And of course, we opened up this block with some Tame Impala with Solitude is Bliss, which I'm hoping at least 50% of you people out there during this isolation are feeling, but yeah
I know for one I enjoy having a little bit of time to relax and not do anything, and I definitely do enjoy my alone time
with this ankle all busted up. I've started playing guitar again, and it's just, I know I've been in, like, I haven't been working, so, like, there's been time, but it was something about actually, like, sitting down, have nothing else to do, and just picking it back up again. It's just, it's been 3-4 hours a day just doing that, and it's been awesome, man.
Good to, it's always good to get into the music like that. I've been, my friend borrowed me his Strat, and I've been playing that over the past week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I've also been lately indoors. I've also been talking to my plants.
Oh yeah,
which is coincidentally the next song that we're gonna play. It's a new one by Gum Country.
This is the Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
You're tuned into the Monday Night Cap on CILU 102.7, and you just heard New York City by Cub from their album Come Out, Come Out from back in 1995. Before that, we had some Diet Sig with their debut EP, Over Easy, and the song we played from that was Pool Boys. And we kicked that one off with Talking to My Plants by Gum Country.
And coming up after this, we're going to be getting some Marin, good local Winnipeg band.
Yeah, and I actually just heard that the lead singer of Marin has been taking up a day job delivering beer for one of my favorite craft breweries in the city, Sucrum's Brewing, and I'm actually tempted to order delivery and just so I can see his pretty face come to the door and give me some beer. Speaking of which, I've actually been brewing my own beer lately at my parents' place. My dad's a little bit of an accomplished brewer, not necessarily award-winning or anything, but he's been teaching me how to brew my own beer, and made some good ones so far, and we actually just bottled the current one, so another 2 weeks and I get to try the fruits of our labor.
Nah, that's awesome, man. So two things there. First, I hope your dad listens and hear you say maybe not award-winning. That's gonna be funny.
I mean,
and
that's Once he gets his own craft brewery to himself in retirement, that might change.
Yeah, but in terms of supporting local with like these local craft beers and everything we've pretty much going on, like Thunder Bay and Winnipeg, there now it really is the time to go out and try to support your local communities during this COVID-19 time. I know Ontario, we just opened up patios too. Obviously be cautious with it going out, but
I wonder if Sleeping Giant has a makeshift patio. That would be really neat.
I know people can still apply for patio licenses as they are. I drove by the Red Lion the other day and it was definitely it seemed busy. It's that's awesome. It was super good to see.
It's quite awesome. But without further ado, we're going to get into some of that Marin. We got some Skipping Stones from the debut AP Space Camp. You're tuned into the Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
Flat rock and roll. My mama told me never to tell a dirty old lie. Just to get by.
Just to get by. Just to get by.
Oh, 'cause we're living in hard times. Never can make a sound.
Get along with people, you feel me? When niggas keep it too long, they run up on you like you was chewing your stride too long. Selling on the same block that the school on. That's what kids me and only serve white like Tyners in the 60s. I'm only 16, spitting like I'm 19, and marketing all over the scene like Sprite cream. A little nigga be hitting quicker than lightning, and I'm on a closed roster, meaning a tight team. Clean and feeling fresh. I don't usually be stunted, but honestly, I am chilling the rest. Yes, feeling like a big fish swimming in a little pond, waiting on the industry to reel in the catch. But I digress. The best of the age, they regard Vic. I used to skate and flip a deck like a card trick, and break dancing graffiti. Now I'm taking like easy while niggas pulling the strings like guitar picks. 'Cause I'm spitting them type of bars that a star spits, so I'm getting that type of shine that a star gets. And all my homies know the name of the game. I still play them like food fights, aiming a stain, and that's for ever. Summers, where the fiends get a fix for the pipe without the plumbers. And in the heat, niggas don't be fighting without the thumpers. I'm solid striking, it's like lightning without the thunders. Now I'm flipping over these bars like a high jumper, and keeping my vision on the stars, trying to rise under. No time for slumber. We got chiefs, little guys and runners who moving soft, white and pushing H2 like they riding Hummers. I know good guys who done dirt to live lives of comfort, and it hurts, but kids die with guns burst. So when the city pull the pump first, if not, get blasted, locked in a casket, tuck shirt for what it's worth, like a market price. Most of these niggas is just the talking type, rarely do they walk and bite. But when it happens, I'm finished rapping. I will strike in the dark of night in a nutshell, get it cracking.
Just to get by.
Just to get by. Just to get by.
tuned in to the Monday Night Cap on CILU 102.7. You just heard Hard Times by Kids These Days from Chicago. And we kicked that block off with Marin with Skipping Stones. We actually played a song by Liam Kizar, who is the one of the lead vocalists from Kids These Days. And I guess they ended up breaking up sometime in the early 2010s. And all of the members have gone on to acclaimed side projects since then. Vic Mensa has gone on to a very acclaimed rap career. He was providing the rap vocals on that one song. And we're running out of time here, so I'm going to bring it on to the what have we got coming up next?
I'm actually super excited about this one. I'm going to play one of my favorite Australian bands coming up next here. And this one technically counts as a new release, which is neat. This band, they broke up in 2010. So this is 10 years since the band Powderfinger from Queensland, Australia. And they recently, in support of different charities related to COVID-19, came back together to release a live album and play one more show. And yeah, this band Powderfinger released the album One Night Lonely, and this is the song My Happiness. This is the Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
Shadow on the street now. I hear you push through the rusty gate. Pick up your heels on the concrete. Waiting for a night coming way too late. It seems an age since I've seen ya. Countdown as the weeks trickle in. So you come in and put your bags down.